Do you let fear dictate your life and your decision-making? On Just Nicole Life Changes After 40, I want to talk to you about changing that limited belief to a growth mindset and to take control of your life. As women, I could only guess we all feel very similar in the fact that we believe we all have certain roles to fill, certain jobs we need to do, and certain feelings we should have. But it's also true that we sway different directions on all of the above. Maybe our spouse shares some of those roles, or maybe we're single, so we do all the roles. Maybe we hire somebody to help us in the roles we are less talented in, like cleaning our house. Or you feel one way or another about something, and it's just simply time to make a change. There's truly no right or wrong, his or her roles, or even a belief that you should do something versus another. It's okay to embrace change if you are ready and you have a mindset of growth. Unfortunately, for some reason, though, it's so easy to have a limited mindset to just what I shared above. We can't because, we shouldn't because, or what if? That's not how I've always done it, or what will others think? I could go on and on with the thoughts and excuses we think of on a daily basis, but ladies, it's time to open your mind. Give yourself permission to have an open mindset to do what you desire. What do you dream about? What gifts and talents do you really have to share? And what's really holding you back? For over 20 years, I've been a wife, and for over 19 years, I've been a mom and a business owner. And now, don't get me wrong, the kids will always need me, but they're definitely needing me in a different way, as they did as either infants or toddlers. This could be a huge piece of an identity change if you have always been a stay-at-home mom. You may wake up one day and just feel like that sense of purpose is completely gone. How quickly life can change. Our age, our confidence, our titles, our responsibilities, and even our relationships. And we lie to ourselves that these things or our beliefs protect us so we don't get hurt and give us that excuse to say no. When in reality, it's really what's holding us back from doing whatever it is that we desire. No growth happens inside of a comfort zone. It's when you step outside of that fear or that belief that something bad will happen, that magic actually happens. And I've always been a dreamer. I've had a growth mindset, but at the same time, that limiting belief really does scare me. And I know it's hard to believe because I seem to say yes to all the things. And from the outside, it looks like nothing scares me and I just go after it. But in reality, I always second guess myself after I've jumped. I have that self-doubt that I'm really not enough. And will I succeed at the thing I just started? But that moment when I realized Emma was graduated, she had moved out, and in 5 short years, Mark and I are going to be empty nesters, I really started to look at our futures in a different lens. In 5 years, I won't be needed the same. And I won't be the same either. I don't want to allow my fears to hold me back from what makes me happy and brings me joy so that I can show up as the best me for whatever comes next, and especially in my marriage. Will we be either like honeymooners all over again or not even know who the hell we are? Because we've been separated for so long, doing those titles separately. All those roles that we've got, they shift when the kids are gone. And I definitely want that honeymoon phase. I want to have the freedom and flexibility to go anywhere when Mark wants to go. And someday when we have grandkids, the freedom to be there too. And as I really looked at my schedule and the insane amount of things that I had that aha moment that it's time to make a change. There's no reason why I have to be this busy. The boutique has shaped me into a more skilled business owner, and it's grew my list of relationships, but it doesn't define who I am or what I should do forever. It's given me the gift of community of supporters and the confidence to say I'm ready for whatever is next. This chapter is closed. So even though it took me a year to really rip off the Band-Aid, I am healed. That stage has been beautiful, but imagine what the door will be that opens next. What fear once held me back has made me stronger. It's gifted me the knowledge to look at a situation and say yes, because that fills a void to get me closer to my end goal, or no, that's an energy sucker and it will not get me to where I want to go. So instead of saying yes and resenting the opportunity, I just gave somebody else an opportunity to say yes. Yes to something they can gift the world with. And I think that that's a beautiful gift. And like me, my beautiful friend Amanda has a similar story, and I'm excited to bring her on today to share how her limiting beliefs kept her tied into things that also weren't bringing her joy and how she overcame that mindset to evolve into a beautiful butterfly. And once you get to meet Amanda, you'll know she's very fluttery and she is a huge Mariah Carey fan. And so that blue butterfly seems to be so fitting. So stick around. Welcome back to Just Nicole Life Changes After 40. I am super excited to have one of my beauty besties all the way from LA come on and jump with us today and talk about mindset. She is also a fellow boutique owner who, just like myself, made some tough choices last year and decided to do something different, which aligned with what makes her happy. So I'm super excited that Amanda's here. So hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I was just talking about mindset and how, you know, people can have limited mindsets or open mindsets and really just being able to look at the big picture of things. I feel like as women, we are so worried all the time about what other people think, and we make a lot of our decisions based on what other people think. So I wanted to bring you on here because last year you had a lot of big changes. One of them being very similar to what I'm experiencing now, which was closing your boutique. So tell us a little bit about yourself first, what your boutique was called, and kind of what made you decide to make that change.
Okay, so my name is Amanda, and I live in Southern California, and I owned my boutique for 12 and a half years. And I started, it's something I always wanted to do, but straight out of college, I actually went to work with special needs children. I was a behavioral therapist. And during that time, I didn't feel I was truly fulfilled on what I was doing and wanting. So I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and own my own business, no matter what it was. But of course, fashion always appealed to me. And I decided just to go for it. So I was 27 years old when I opened my boutique. The first location was in our mall, our local mall. We only have one mall here. And it was very challenging opening that because I did this on my own. I did it because I come from a very business oriented family. And of course they would have helped me and encouraged me, but I wanted to do this because I had to prove to myself that I was capable of doing it. I was good enough to do it and I could do it. So I literally, just for me, it was finding the best location. So I found my, you know, first location in the mall, and oh my God, it was so hard. I'm like, what am I doing? You know, when you sell, you wish you could go back and do so much different. And that's where I feel like I want to help others because I wish I had that 12 and a half years ago. It'll be almost 13 years. Actually, 13 years ago, January was 13 years that I started my process. I wish I had that help and those questions. But, you know, again, it was me. I don't think I was being stubborn. I just wanted to do it again for myself. So I opened it, and, you know, the first year was very rough. I moved locations. Then I was at that location for almost seven years. Mm-hmm. It was getting better. It was still really, really rough, but things started transitioning to the online world. That's when Amazon became powerful. Sheen wasn't in yet, but that's when Amazon really, everyone like, oh, I just got this off Amazon for $20. And so I was competing now with a multi-billion dollar company, and talk about a small fish in a big pond.
And that's a mindset shift too, right? To believe that I have something of value. You come to me. I'm a person. I can help you. It's not automation, you know, so you have to kind of overcome that mindset too, that I am good enough to continue doing this. Yeah. Well,
but during that time, I didn't think I was good enough. I'm like, I don't think I can do this anymore. I mean, if I got a dollar for every time I wanted to like doubt myself or want to close, I would, I would have a lot. So it was a lot of self-doubt. Every day I question my choice, my decision. Is this meant for me? Why did I do this? And then I still had to, like, through all of that, I had to figure out, okay, well, what my why is. And that's one thing it's always been. What is my why? Why am I doing this? And I had to kind of dig deep within myself because clearly I was doing it for a reason. And, you know, that another year would go by, another year would go by. But it's weird because even in that time, okay, oh, she was open for 7 years. Oh my God, great. But like, I still didn't feel successful, you know? But that was also my mindset, because no one else was telling me I wasn't successful. Not one person said, if anything, people put me on a pedestal, like, oh my God, Amanda, that's amazing. Like, but it was within my mind that I was like, but I'm not, you know, I could be making more money. I could be doing this. I could be doing that. So, you know, as you know, Nicole, it's a constant mind game. And yep. I would think about it going to bed. I'd wake up thinking about it, no matter what I was doing. If I was at my kid's baseball game or, you know, my daughter's dance, I'm still thinking about it because it's like, it doesn't turn off. So mm-hmm. I finally got, do you want me to go into?
Yeah. Tell us what, like that shift that you finally said, okay. This is, I'm going to put me first. I'm whatever that okay. shift so, is for you.
During all of that, I really went hard though on the online store, and it was doing extremely well. Yeah. So, you know, when that saying is don't fix something if it's not broken. And right. I made a mistake of, oh my God, I'm doing so well. Let me go to even a better location. So I went to a location about 10 minutes away. But when I say better, it's a central place that connects. I live in a town about 500,000 to 600,000. I'm still in Los Angeles County, but we're on the outskirts. But yeah, about 500,000 to 600,000. So that's the busiest connection and gateway between my town. And I was right there. I was in a very, very good shopping center. And I moved there, put all this money into the remodel, you know, had high hopes. And then that's when I feel things came crashing down. I would say January 2022, that's when I opened that location. It didn't feel right. And I kind of would sit there and be like, what did I do? Why yeah. did I move here? Because I'm a people pleaser and I listen to my customers. They wanted more. They wanted mm-hmm. a bigger location. They wanted better parking. They wanted this. They wanted that. And it was like, okay, well, that's when I was a people pleaser, because I don't think I am anymore. But I'll get into that right now. So I ended up, you know, I could feel like slowly, like it was like a tower, and I could feel it like slowly the tower was crumbling. Mm-hmm. This little empire I made for Sassy Couture was crumbling down, and everything just started kind of falling apart around me. I had so many issues. My biggest was my employees. I'm not saying all my employees, I'm not dissing them, but it was very hard to find people that wanted to work. It was very hard to find people that
listening is probably yeah. thinking this thing. Yeah. That yeah. makes that, you question things even yeah. more too. Yeah.
Or that had your work ethic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no one's ever going to be you. And right. you know, I started pulling back from my store as I would say like about this first 6-7 months, I couldn't pull back, but I would say like about 8 months in of 2022, I started pulling back. And my employees started to notice. My manager, who was one of my dear friends, who I still talked all the time, you know, we were very, very close. And you met her, Nicole, Salma. Mm-hmm. And she started mm-hmm. to notice, you know, she saw me not really wanting to be in there anymore. The passion wasn't there. The excitement wasn't there. And then I'd walk into my store and kind of just look around. And I felt like, I don't know if it was empty.
Yeah. You. Yeah. You just feel like I resent coming here. It's not bringing me joy anymore.
Yeah.
It's not filling that void that once felt a void. It filled a void for us. You know, we've been filling voids for other people.
Yes.
But at that point, you realize I'm not finding joy in this.
No.
It's sucking the life out of all the things that I wanted this to bring in positivity.
Yeah.
And it's just an easy shift. I remember having many conversations with you and finally
a lot.
Yeah. All the time. And I can just remember that shift in you that you're just like, okay, I'm ready. And so when I wanted to do this podcast episode, you're the first person I thought about, because I felt like, you know, I helped you kind of, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And then when I got to this point, you were like, girl, promise you're going to look back on this day and go, well, I listened sooner.
Yeah, I remember telling you that multiple times too. I said, Nicole, like, you're going to know when you're just done. And so last year at this time, this is what's crazy. It's ironic, is that March 15th is my anniversary of my boutique. So this March 15th, it would have been 13 years. But last year, I was going to go celebrate my 12 year. And I remember, because I'm part of the local chambers, you know, that's one thing is big on, and my heart is community, small businesses. So I was very, very involved in that. And they're the ones who said, look, why don't we have a 12-year anniversary, like big celebration? Because I didn't have a ribbon cutting, because I also didn't want a ribbon cutting, because I didn't feel like, why, what are we celebrating? Why are we having a ribbon cutting? So they're like, well, let's just do like, we'll call it a celebration anniversary. I said, okay, I'm good with that. So this is when I think, and this is when the shift happened. It was a very busy day. I had almost 200 people that came out, and I had all the local chambers. I had, you know, the pageant girls with their crowns. I had big city officials come out. My family came out. It was a very, 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 a big thing. And then all of a sudden, a shift in me changed, because I started feeling, I'm like, what am I celebrating? Why? When in the back of my mind, I want to close my store.
Right.
So all day I was faking my smile, and I'm not a fake person. And it was really, really hard. And people will say that my expressions are through my face. Mm-hmm. They're like, we could look at you and we can see that you are just not okay. And the real people that were there knew, or not the real people, the people that truly knew me, they knew I wasn't okay. I was smiling in front of the camera, you know, accepting all these things from the city. And then I was accepting all these things from the city, and I was, you know, really, really, really like, but I didn't feel special. I didn't feel enough. And then, as bad as it sounds, Nicole, that's when I knew, I'm like, I need to close my store, because my mental health was getting affected, and it was already getting affected. But that day I had so much self-doubt and so much stress and anxiety, and thinking like, what am I doing? Why am I putting this parade of a celebration on? So that happened. And that's that's about the time I contacted my landlord. Actually, I'm sorry. That's the third time I contacted my landlord at that point, because remember, I had called him crying, saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. But he would encourage me. Just keep going, Amanda. Spring is going to pick up. Spring is going to pick up. So then I was like, okay, fine. Spring, it didn't pick up. It's, to me, it wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but I, and like, at that point, you realized that this isn't what I want, and it's time to make a change. And I think that's the main thing that I want to take from this, is that so many times we as moms, we feel like we have to meet a standard of what other moms think we should do, or do all the things for our kids when they could do them themselves. Mm-hmm. But then when they're grown, and all you've focused on for how many years is taking care of them, who is your title then? As business owners, we feel like we have to show up every day for other people. But then if that business is gone, what's left? So I think there's so many situations for a woman, and I'm sure for a man as well, right? But we're focusing on women here. They go through so many things, and they live through these, but I should have. I wish I would have, but what if? What are people going to think of me? You know, you and I had this conversation. What are people going to think of us when we decide that we want to close our businesses because we're no longer finding the joy? And I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because I need to look out for number one. I need to look at, if this ain't bringing me joy, how can I give joy to the people, right?
Well, and I was so worried about, like, who am I going to be after Sassy? Who's Amanda? Because people knew as Sassy Couture. They wouldn't have me in their phone as Sassy. It wasn't even my first name. And right. I'd go anywhere in the town, anywhere. I mean, I'd be in a bathroom. Hi, I know you don't know. Are you Amanda? Hi, I'm one of your customers. Like, it was constant. So like, I started losing, I felt like, my identity in a sense. I said, okay, but now that you strip away Sassy Couture, who am I going to be? Who are people going to know me as? Are people going to still have respect for me, or view me as an entrepreneur still, or a small business owner at heart, you know? Like, so that was playing in my mind. Because from that day that I decided I wanted to close, like officially close, it still took me 2 months to actually announce it. But it took one conversation with my dad, again, who are, they're very, very successful business owners of a very popular franchise, and they know what they're doing. And I didn't want to have that conversation with him, because again, I didn't feel like I was even at their level. But we had that conversation, and he just said some things in that conversation. And I literally called my manager, Salma, and I said, hey, we're announcing it. I'm done. And she's just like, really? I said, yep. I told her what to post. I said, find a picture. I don't even know what picture you want to use. And she literally announced it the next day at noon that we were closing down. Yep.
And you're still alive. You know, and I think that's the takeaway for people. And you can make a hard decision and you're still going to be alive.
But you know what, Nicole, like, and this is what I want. And that's why I said, if I could just help one person, you are mourning something though. It wasn't you are mourning something, even though someone actually didn't physically die. Mm-hmm. A part of me died that day. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because that was a part of me for 12 and a half years. And, I didn't give myself time to mourn it. I kind of was like, okay, done. And then I just, you know, went into this and went into that. And, so now that I'm in a healing phase in my life, because my mindset and everything has shifted, I'm mm-hmm. mourning my store barely now. I mean, months later, because I'm mourning a lot of things in my life that's also going on. So now I'm able to mourn my store and realize like, okay, I didn't really process it. And I didn't give myself time to heal. And I have no regret now. Do I get sad? I wouldn't say I get sad. I mean, but I miss, like I told you, Nicole, like thousands of times, I miss like you, the community. It's mm-hmm. a community that was built. The stuff that I had in my store, like I bring all these women together. We have meetings and seminars and prayer groups and Bible studies, workshops and the most random things there. But it was like everybody would come together in my store. And it's interesting because after I closed, all those small business people, I had pop-ups in there. I had 20 vendors in there a lot, you know, to help them out. And they all said, after you closed your store, Amanda, like a sense of the small business community died because I felt like it was bringing it together. And that's what made me sad. I'm like, you know, there's really nothing I can do because I didn't have a storefront anymore. And then with that being said, I also decided to close my online store. And I thought I was going to have the energy to do it. And I'm telling you, like when I say you get burnt out and your drive and determination is gone, like it was gone. I had nothing left to me. I was an empty tank. I had nothing left to me to even just run the online store. Cause it's still a lot, but,
it's just as much work, if not more, cause you have to enter it into a website versus just letting it show on a floor. So, so you recognize. And gave yourself permission to say again, no. And I think that's the biggest thing. And the biggest takeaway of what I wanted for this episode was you can make hard decisions and you won't die. You can give yourself permission to look at the things that bring you joy and make those decisions based on what you want. And to not always should yourself, could yourself, and, you know, what will people think? Or, you know, put yourself in a box of those limited beliefs. You know, we've talked about beliefs a lot throughout the podcast, even with color or with loss. There's so many things in our life that you really just need to think about you. It's not vain. It's not selfish. It's kind of like putting the mask on in an airplane. If you don't give yourself the air first, you're not going to be able to help other people.
And you have to, and for me, it took me 40 years to realize that. I mean, again, things I wish I knew in my 20s and 30s, but it's okay because that's part of life. When you grow up, you get smarter, you know, you have more wisdom, you've gone through so much more. So like even 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't even be saying the same things on this interview as I would have now, but it took me 40 years to get to this point, literally, because I turned 40 last year and I'm proud of it because I love my birthday. So I literally, you know,
only the people knew how much you loved your birthday. But one big piece of Amanda is she was a survivor of a severe car accident. And I think that's a mindset shift in itself that makes you, you know, one hell of a woman and strong.
Yeah. And that happened. Oh, so what 17-year-olds have that mind shift, that mindset, but I had to, I was in survival mode. You know, to be told I wouldn't walk again. I'm like, no, you're not going to tell me that. I'm going to walk again. You know, I put my faith first and I never thought I would be a 17-year-old person in a wheelchair. But that whole thing, I mean, that could be a whole other episode because that's where a lot of my my survival mode, my mindset has stemmed from. Well, it's still, that's 1,000% where it stems from.
And, and I think that's important to note, because a lot of the experiences that we go through in life are what shift us and make us who we are. And we can either use those things and grow and learn and share, or we can use those things to be, woe is me. This happened. It's not fair. You know, it wasn't fair that you were in an accident and could, you know.
But I will, there, my job wasn't done. And then God knew I had a bigger purpose. And that's why I had to start finding my purpose. That's why I only do things that make me happy. And I'm starting to not do things that don't make me happy and what doesn't serve me. And, and that's why, like, I'm doing, you know, I'm working on something right now that I, I'm not talking about yet. But like, there's so much exciting things on the horizon. And also, I'm a real estate agent. I also got licensed after I closed my store. That's been a whole other adventure. But then I'm doing something else. And, you know, again, I'm just, you just got to keep on going. And, you will always, always experience a rainbow after each storm. And you may be in that pivotal moment where you're like, oh, my life's over. I can't go on. I could promise you, I put my life on it. You're going to be okay. And as my mom always said, this too shall pass. And it always does. And again, if you would have interviewed me 6 months ago, I probably would have already been crying and been like, I can't do it. Cause I was, my mindset was completely different then than it is now. And even in these 3 months, I felt I've already grown so much in 3 months. I mean, and especially with, you know, Nicole, you kind of know everything that's really going on in my life. And, I don't know if when you talk to me, I don't know if you could tell the difference. Cause there was a difference when I used to always call you last year, like about my life.
Big shift. And that's why you were the first person I thought of when I wanted to talk about mindset, because you have been through the trenches of many things that people go through in life, and they either choose to woe is me or grow. And you are the example of somebody who has taken many experiences and you've grown, and you're a beautiful person. So I really appreciate you taking the time to jump on here and talk a little bit about your story. And, I know there's lots of fun things to come with Amanda, and I'm so happy that I'm a part of your life and your story.